Hey, good morning. 6:38. Yo. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
How you doing? Good morning.
Your ass. Jeez. Some bass in my voice on that one.
Your ass.
Your ass.
Is that what that
I was reading something, and I was like, oh, yeah, your ass. Anyway, it's time for your rock news and rock history.
Let's come on, host.
Why don't you shut up? I was reading, Hunter. You know, top to bottom, left to right.
Well, we got a radio break to do, so yeah, quit reading.
Sorry. I was looking at a pop-up book. I apologize.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Two quick ones for you here and some fun music news for all you junkies out there. Pearl Jam are making the 30th anniversary of their first show with a special reissue. The band's MTV Unplugged performance from 1992, which came out as a limited release for Record Store Day in 2019, will be available on CD, vinyl, and streaming services on October 2nd, which is also the date of the band's first ever gig at the Off-Ramp in Seattle. So kind of a twofer right there. You and I have talked about this before. The Unplugged series by MTV, you know, back when they used to play music, is just so cool. Like, some of the best performances you've ever seen have been done there. I mean, there's stuff from bands that are still used, played over the actual recorded versions on the radio today. And Pearl Jam had one of the coolest sets. And it's tough. Some of the things don't transfer as well when you do Unplugged versions with a lot of bands. Like, you're not going to unplug AC/DC and have that same effect. Pearl Jam's one of those bands where it's like, oh, boy, they are pretty. They're pretty intense live. Is this going to transfer over? It's unbelievable what that band did on Unplugged. And now, special reissue 30 years later. If that doesn't make you feel old, too, kind of on top of it.
You have to bring that part up, for God's sake.
The old bag of bones. So again, October 22nd, that'll be coming up. You can look for that. Lastly, speaking of more released music, another unreleased Tom Petty track from Wildflowers is out now. Confusion Wheel is one of the songs that didn't make the cut for the original album, and She's the One soundtrack. It's out on YouTube now, and Wildflowers and All the Rest will be out, which is a compilation of everything in various editions on October 16th. So October, big month for a lot of music getting dropped out there. So if you're looking to grow that collection, make sure you pay attention, because they're going to go quick. All right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, this is what I was looking at before. I was trying to find something. You know what? Here, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. On this day in rock history, 2001, Nickelback released "Silver Side Up," powered by the single "How You Remind Me," which debuted at number 2 on Billboard.
I hate Nickelback.
How dare you bring up Nickelback? So I was a sophomore in high school, okay, and maybe that's what kind of causes this, why I think of it. But dude, Silver Side Up is an awesome album. Awesome.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah. It's great. Great music. You know what? You know, a lot of people call it cookie cutter. A lot of people call it what you want to call it. It's damn good.
You know what?
Here's my experience real quick. I told this multiple times, but I'm going to tell you again. Just go to a Nickelback concert.
Yeah.
You'll walk out and be like, all right, I'm on board.
Yeah.
Babe. You know why you're on board? Because you know why you don't like Nickelback? Because you heard it and everybody else says it. And it was, which is one of those trends that happened and then everybody piled on. I know they did something. What did they do? Didn't they like walk out of not a Super Bowl, but it was something at the end of like a Detroit Lion game or I can't remember. They did something that kind of kicked it off. And then everybody's like, F Nickelback. And then it just...
You know how many people have walked out of a Lions game? Is that what it was? Come on now.
No. But just do yourself a favor if you can. I don't even know if they're touring, but if you can, go to the Nickelback concert. Look around. You'll be like, oh, my God. It's a stadium full of beautiful women.
Yeah.
Good
Thank
good
you, Nickelback.
Music.
Thank you, Nickelback, for getting all these ladies all revved up and horned up with booze and music. We appreciate it. Anyway, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.